Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
So, Brad, there have been some reports of people being offered Disney gift cards in exchange for not having their rooms cleaned at the All-Star Movies Resort. And it's a little bit just weird. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's weird, and we should definitely precursor this with everything that we've seen, and I'll link to a short story about it on KennyThePirate.com in the show notes. But most of the things that I've seen have been indicative that this is Disney testing something, and everybody by now should understand that Disney test means something may actually come of it, nothing may actually come of it, because we've all by this time seen plenty of things that Disney test. But this one is extremely interesting to me, because essentially what they were saying is, as you checked in, which I'm not sure if they are talking about check-in, because the last few times I've been, I have completely skipped the check-in at the lobby. I just do the you complete your check-in online and you get the text message with your room number and you've already got your Magic Band and you boop on the door and you're in, right?
I've never done that, but yeah. I do know that that's like a possibility.
That's the thing now. And so I'm not exactly sure when people are being offered this option. So maybe it's only if they were doing check-in at the desk, or maybe there's some sort of an extra screen that comes up during your online check-in. But essentially, they get this offer that says, hey, for $20 a day, you can have no mousekeeping, which is the room, the cleaning services, for the duration of your stay. Everything that I've seen seems to indicate that it's an all or nothing sort of deal. So you can't say, well, for the middle of my trip, for three of my 5 days, I don't want mousekeeping, but I want it on 2 days. So, you know, give me $60. It's on a five night stay. You're either going to get $100 gift card or you're going to get no gift card whatsoever. And it's a weird test, but given that Disney has more and more people staying and is probably looking for ways to not have to hire more people for mousekeeping. And I don't know if that's what this is, but that's the first thing that comes to my mind. It seems like a reasonable test. And looking at it, I think if you offered me $20 a day and you could still get towels and toiletries as needed, the only thing that changes is you don't get sheets changed and you don't get vacuum cleaning. So if you can give me towels, toiletries, and there is some way of removing the garbage in my room, if that's, you know, me setting it out in front of my door or whatever, then I think I would rather have $20 a day to spend in the parks.
Yeah.
Because I can make the bed when I leave in the morning, or heck, I can come back to an unmade bed and I can get in it just as easily the next night. I don't know, but what is your thought on this? Is the $20 number good enough for you to say, no, that's okay, I don't need anybody cleaning, I'll take $20 a day?
I don't want to, gosh, okay, so $20 a day would be enough to me if they did the following. If the mousekeeping people stopped by and went into the room and did the thing where, like, you know, if the towels are on the floor, we'll get them, you know, because that's the standard operating procedure right now. So if your towels are on the floor, they'll pick them up, replace them. If you hang your towel up, they leave it and they don't do anything. I'm cool with that. What I would want is for the mousekeeping, you know, staff to peek their head in, see, you know, oh my gosh, they're out, you know, they're out of soap. The towels are on the floor. Let's replace them real quick. I don't care at all about vacuuming and making the bed, because I'm in the hotel room maybe aside from the 8 hours I'm asleep, maybe an hour, maybe two. Like, I get there in enough time to shower and get in bed. And then when I wake up in the morning, I'm in the room to get dressed, you know, and
then head to the park.
Whatever. Yeah. So I don't care about the vacuuming and turn down service and stuff, because I don't take advantage of that anyway. I don't leave a mess. I don't unwrap. I don't open anything in the room. Like, I don't even have the way that you had talked about getting Amazon Prime and having food in the room. I don't even do that. Like, there is no food in our room ever, no drinks, no nothing. So I wouldn't even have an issue with crumbs or anything. So if they could, or if they do come in, kind of peek their head in and just see if there's anything that needs tending to, towels and toiletry wise, then that's awesome. I would totally take $20 a day in exchange for not having my room vacuumed. But having to request it and having to remember to, I guess, call or whatever, because I can tell you that getting home from the parks between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. and realizing that I had left the towels on the floor all day and that I didn't have any clean towels to bathe with, or there was no soap or something, at that point, that would not be worth $20. If I could remember to call and schedule that and get them to leave stuff, that would be great. But if I forgot to do that and I came back to not being able to bathe, that would not be worth it to me. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't want to sound like I'm too good to do my own stuff. I just don't want to. It's not stressful, but it's a very high functioning time when you're at Disney to have to remember to do a lot of things and remember, like, Wednesday we're doing this, and I just don't want the opportunity to forget to do something as fundamental as have a towel ready for me to shower when I get back.
Well, and I think that's the reason why you do a test like this is to see where people, number one, are people willing to do this? And you and I differ. You're saying that you don't want the extra work because that's just not worth it to you. For me, it's worth it. And I don't think that makes you a hoity-toity, too good for your, because that is part of the, that is a larger benefit, I think, to you than maybe what it is to me, in that I'm willing to say, $20, give me $20 that I can go spend on lunch, and I would rather spend that on lunch than spend that on somebody. And that's the thing. It's all about where do you place the value, and that it appears that that is what Disney is trying to find out, is where do you place the value. And it wouldn't surprise me if at some point we hear about, Disney's now offering $15 a day gift cards, because just the tester side of me, in work, we're constantly trying different things. If you make the button this color or that color, if it's this big or this big, how does that affect people? And I know that Disney does that on so much a higher level. So they're asking that question, where is the sweet spot where we can get enough people to sign up on this that it lightens the load on mousekeeping, but that we're not losing any more money than we, quote, have to lose. So I would expect there to be some more testing like that. And, $20 a day, that's a number where Brad says, I'll put out my own garbage and, give me like a bag to throw all the towels in, and I'll hang it by the front door. And when I get back, there's a bag of clean towels or whatever, however this specifically works out. Or even calling. I would call the front desk every night and go ahead and schedule a toiletry delivery for the next day. I'm willing to do that for $20. For $10 a night, I say, no, forget that noise. I don't want to deal with it. So everybody has their number. And, maybe for you, the number is, if I told you were going to get a $50 a day gift card,
mm-hmm.
then maybe you're like, okay, I'm willing to put up with that now, right?
Right. Yeah. I was going to ask you what your number, where it became not worth it. And is that $10 a day? You
Definitely 10, perhaps 15.
So 40, if it was $40 a day, I would I would definitely go in for this. That, but at that point, $40 a day is enough that I feel like I'm actually getting something valuable in return. And I would, yeah, so I would be willing to do this at $40 a day. I highly doubt Disney, after testing, will double the amount of gift card they offer.
But. Yeah, yeah, I don't, and that's okay. That's okay.
Sure.
It's not, we're not actually saying, Disney, you need to set it at $40 a day. We're just saying, this is where I set the value of this particular service.
But for me, and I think the reason that Disney has done $20 is because $20 a day at Disney might as well be $0.
Right. And it's, you know? they're not giving you, notice they don't give you cash back. They don't give you a discount on the room. They give you a gift card.
Right.
And what are you going to do with that gift card? You're going to go spend it in the parks. And when you spend $20 on that food that costs Disney, you know, $3,
right,
in actual stuff, they're still getting more. Yeah. So it all.
Well, and what they're banking on is you're going to get the entree that's $15 instead of the entree that's $9.
Yeah, because you've got this $20 gift card. I mean, it's free money.
You're going to spend more of your cash anyway than you would.
Yeah, and it's just going to reset it, but then it also provides for those people who make that value judgment and say, that's worth it to me, you feel like you're getting something better, right?
Right.
Because now I've got this extra $20. Yeah, yeah, I came out ahead, so I'm having a better experience.
Mm-hmm.
And to some extent, I also wonder how much this plays into, it's happening at All-Star Movies, right? So it's happening at a value resort.
Right.
I also feel like offering me $20 off, you know, a $20 gift card when I'm staying at All-Star Movies is a much different value proposition than, say, offering me a $20 gift card and I'm staying at the Polynesian.
Yeah, well, they might as well just spit in your face if they offer you $20 at the Polynesian.
Yeah, so I don't know exactly how this would all play out, because I feel like that would need to be on some sort of sliding scale. Again, I'm sure that would, if they decide to move forward further with this, I'm sure that's something else that they are going to be thinking about as well. But I do agree. What I would say at Pop Century is that $20 a day, sure, I'm willing to do that. If I'm dropping the money to stay at the Contemporary, though, and you offer me $20 a day, I'm going to be like, no, that's okay. I've already spent enough of this money. I want all of the benefits that come with that. And $20 a day is a much smaller percentage of what I've spent compared to when I'm staying at Pop Century or All-Star Movies or one of the value resorts.
Right. I totally agree. That makes sense to me.
So we'll see where this goes long term. We'll see if this test, much like so many, disappears into the ether in a few weeks, or if we suddenly hear about everywhere on property and it's a $5 a day gift card because Disney thinks that maybe that is going to be better. And while some things get tested, some things are definitive changes. And a definitive change that we now know is coming is that Pirates of the Caribbean at both Disneyland and Walt Disney World is getting a scene update for the auction. And clearly Jeremy loves it. So Jeremy, what are your thoughts on... So why don't you go ahead and describe to your understanding what the scene change is, and why you say as soon as I bring it up.
So the scene as it exists now is there is a redheaded woman being auctioned off.
No, she's next. She's not being... Why does it...
Oh.
Everybody always thinks the redhead's being auctioned off. It's the lady up on the block, dude.
The scene is of women, let's say, women being auctioned off. And the changed scene will be that instead of being auctioned off, the redheaded woman will be running an auction of goods. Like, goods that people have plundered and stuff. She will then be taking those goods and auctioning them off. So she will be leading an auction instead of being auctioned herself.
Yes, which...
Is that fair?
Yeah, yeah. So before she was a... She is one of the townswomen or whatever who have been captured, who are now being... Who is now being auctioned off to the pirates by the, you know, head auctioneer or whatever. And she will now be a pirate herself,
right,
who is auctioning off, you know, what in the artwork I see, like a grandfather clock and a painting and a livestock, things like that. And she's going to be auctioning these things off to the pirates as a fellow pirate herself. So now we get to the point where Jeremy said,
I don't see a reason to, like, no one, I don't feel like anyone writing Pirates of the Caribbean looked at that scene and thought, like, oh my gosh, they're auctioning women. This is, I don't know, harmful. It seems like a change being made for no reason. And it's no less fun. Like, having a woman auctioning things off instead of, you know, having the scene as it exists now, it really doesn't make it any less fun, and it doesn't bother me. Like, I'll still enjoy Pirates of the Caribbean. It just seems like a change being made either because a few people complained or to protect against complaints.
Yeah, and clearly at the point where the attraction was thought up and constructed, it did meet that. Though I will actually admit that I was kind of surprised when I saw this news come across. And, you know, it actually came out, I think a few weeks ago, D23, D23.com was carrying it. And then a lot of other people picked up on it at that point, just because literally the last trip that we made to Walt Disney World, I was riding the Pirates of the Caribbean with my wife, and we went through that scene. And I mean, it's a famous scene. You will see men and women alike wearing, you know, shirts that say "We want the redhead" and pictures of her. Interestingly, never, you know, that seems to be the only thing that stands out about that scene to everybody. And again, to the point where, you know, you think that the redhead is the one currently being auctioned, when actually they're saying, you know, get the lady who's currently being auctioned off and bring on the redhead, because that's what we want to see auctioned off, or whatever. But anyway, getting to that scene and looking at it and going, you know, I'm kind of surprised this scene is still here, given the current climate. I'm surprised this scene has survived all of that.
Yeah.
So just you know, and again, this was before I had heard any even rumblings that there might be changes coming. Just looking at the scene, I recognize that it kind of stood in stark contrast to what you really expect nowadays. So I'm unsurprised the change is coming. It's interesting that you're going to change such a beloved scene, I would say. And again, in my experience now, I'm a man, so I can't speak from a female perspective, and I don't intend to speak from a female perspective on these sorts of things. But it's, you know, I've seen men and women alike who seem to really enjoy the scene. But, you know, by the same token, if it's legitimately causing people to become upset, or it's, you know, it's causing frustration, I can see where Disney made the decision that it's best to go ahead and change this, because that just doesn't work in the current world anymore. But
I can understand that.
It's gonna be interesting to see the change. It's going to be interesting to see how the redhead continues to stay pivotal, because I know that she's going to become a pirate, but I would suspect you would want to keep her pivotal to everything going on.
Yeah.
And I would expect a marketing push behind her when the new scene is launched as well. So it's gonna be interesting to see how all of this gets handled, but everything is going to get changed. And actually, so it actually starts over at Disneyland Paris, right?
Well, is Disneyland Paris getting the redhead change, or are they just getting the Barbossa and they're getting Barbossa and Davy Jones, like the ghostly images or whatever that we already have?
Well, so according to the www.nt.com article, which again, check your show notes. The scene will debut along with other changes when the Disneyland Paris version of the ride opens July 24th, 2017. So actually, we should be able to get an idea of what this looks like in 2 weeks when you guys are listening to this. So 2 weeks forward, I'm sure we'll be able to see some video get a really good idea of what this is looking like. And again, it will be done in Paris first, and then Disneyland and Walt Disney World will follow with that update. And I have not seen, though I will admit I haven't checked, and I am going to check this week, so hopefully I can get some more information for next week. But clearly that's going to require some downtime on both of those attractions for that scene to be refurbed. So we'll see what the refurb schedule is going to be and how long of a refurb it's going to require to get those out. And I think that'll be another advantage of seeing how Disneyland Paris does it. We'll get an idea of, you know, is it a complete reimagining of the scene? Are we just moving a couple of AAs around? What all is going to be involved in this? But one way or another, those changes will be occurring. So if you want to see Pirates Classic, get there sometime before whenever in 2018, and I'm sure we will update this story when we have exact dates for it.
At the end of the day, I don't think anyone's going to even notice or care. Like, I think your average Pirates rider doesn't even notice that that there's an auction going on and that women are being auctioned off, and they're not going to notice that the new auctioneer is a woman. I think this is a really good, the anger of this is a really good example of the Disney echo chamber, you know? So I think this is being made a much bigger deal than it actually is, but it will be interesting to see if that plays out and people are like actually reacting to it. Well, people that aren't Disney Twitter people.
Yeah. Well, and prior to hearing about this change, well, and really even after hearing about this change, I haven't seen what amounts to a lot of anger at Disney for the existence of this scene, which, and again, I don't know. I may not be following the correct group of people, because inevitably we all, you know, you follow these people and these are the people that you talk Disney with and that you get Disney information from, and they have a couple of people they follow and you follow those people. And so what feels like I hear a lot of people talking about stuff comes down to, I hear a lot of people, but we're all in this singular circle. Right. So there could be an entirely different circle where this is being covered in a way that I'm completely unaware of. But yeah, I don't even know that there was particularly an outcry. And then somebody said, we finally got heard. I assume that there was, because Disney made this change. But again, the other option is that Disney saw this and said, you know what, we're making all these other changes to Disneyland Paris, and internally, this discussion had already been going on that said, we know that this could be an issue at some point in the future, and maybe it would be best for us to actually just get ahead of this and be proactive rather than reactive about making this change. And I don't know, maybe this opens up the opportunity for Disney to, I would say that in the parks, you pretty much have the pirate stuff is all for the boys and the princess stuff is all for the girls, right?
Yeah.
So now you can actually target some of the, and not just, it to some extent it sounds like a marketing play. Now they can target the pirate stuff for the girls, but now they can legitimately say, you know, here's the girls pirate stuff, and you know, because there's a girl pirate or something. So, you know, if that opens up the opportunities to some little girl to know that she can be a pirate if she wants to be a pirate, then again, I say more power to them. And I do agree that, you know, for people who have seen pirates and have ridden pirates and are pirates devotees or devotees to Disney, you know, the hardcore fans, we're going to know that there has been a change. But in the grand scheme of things, I wonder how many people are just going to go, oh, okay, so that's another part of Pirates of the Caribbean, because for the majority of people that ride that attraction, they probably haven't ridden it before. If they have, it was many, 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 many years ago, and they don't remember what happened anyway. And when they get off, they've got so many other attractions they're going to do, and it's probably not going to stick out in their minds one way or the other. So
I agree. I think, and overall, again, I don't think that this is going to be a change that is going to ruin Pirates or anything. I welcome it, I guess. If somebody at WDI believes, you know, strongly that this needs to change, then I support that. And I think, you know, empowering little girls to, you know, do, you know, other things and making princesses not their only refuge in the parks, I think is awesome. And if that's how this plays out, then it's wonderful. But yeah, no, I'm generally supportive of it as well. I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. You can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.